Paul Tip Tooley Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers. You know, Ramon, every time I think about this, I get this little, like, you know, I don't know what it is. It takes me back to seeing this in operation, and the technology is so, like, over my head that I almost, like, chuckle at it because it's like, I saw it, but I still don't get it.
Still can't.
Yeah, I mean, it still doesn't compute. Look, I'm still amazed that my GPS knows where I am if I'm off on some dirt road somewhere.
That is weird.
But this thing, like, takes it to a whole new level. I mean, it goes on its own, up hills, down hills, around objects. When the battery's running low, no worry. It takes itself back to the port and recharges, then goes back out and cuts the rest of your lawn. And it's a perfect cut every time because it operates on the principle of the grazing animal, and it cuts the most minute amount so your grass is never shocked. And the end result is you get the thickest, greenest lawn ever, and all your neighbors are going to wonder what you're doing and how you're doing it. And really, no one's ever even going to see your lawn being cut because, first of all, you can run it anytime. Like the first month, you'll run it constantly. It costs like nothing to run. And so your lawn's going to be cut at like 2 a.m. It doesn't make any sound. It's just such unbelievable technology, and it's not fantasy land. It's here. And people are buying it and loving it. And you can get it at Easley Lawn and Garden, where they've been doing it the right way for 40 years. Your local Husqvarna dealer for 40 years, veteran and family-owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, online at easleylawn.com. Go and see these people. I'm telling you, they're great people, but check out the Husqvarna automatic robotic mowers. There are 6 models based on the size of your property. It is unbelievable. Go do it today. You'll thank me later. All right, back to the Northland Communication phone lines and Joe. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, I have to buy some stock or look into that product you were talking about because I just bought a house and my wife is already getting on my case about the grass.
There you go.
you know, you talked about the NBA just briefly. I was watching a clip about Stephen A. Smith talking about how LeBron reached out to Durant.
I saw that. I chose not to report that. I mean, that better not be true.
I mean, really, man? I mean, yeah, he doesn't, you know, pick and choose his teams, Walt. but Durant was reportedly said, no, I'm good. So he's trying to surpass LeBron, I think, and kind of replace his, you know, his position as far as the best player in the NBA.
But, well, and remember, Durant sort of took a little bit of a cheap shot at James at the end of that series when, you know, and it was sort of strange because James had been saying nothing but flattering things about him. Of course, LeBron didn't care. He was laughing after every loss, but Durant, remember at the end of that series said something to the effect of, well, it's easy to be the best player on a bad team.
Well, he's kind of right, though. But I honestly think, Walt, LeBron's going to L.A. for sure, and I think that Danny Ainge is going to, you know, give all the draft picks we have. I think we have 2019, 2020, 2021 first-round draft picks and just give them all to the Spurs and do whatever it takes to get Kawhi. Because if we get Kawhi, you know, Hayward and Irving and then Tatum, I think we can win a championship. I think we might be able to win 2 championships depending on how long Kawhi wants to stay. Everybody's like saying, well, it's only a 1-year thing. I'm not so sure. If you win a championship, I don't think it's a 1-year thing. I really think we could win the championship right away if he comes to Boston.
Look, I am now convinced that Tatum will one day have his name in those rafters with Russell and Bird and all those great names. I'm convinced that that's where he's headed at this early stage. I mean, not only is he a remarkable shooter, but there's a competitive spirit to him. And that's what I really love about him. He's all these things wrapped up in one. And to me, I think he's going to get better every day. I was watching a video of him just working out, shooting a ball the other day. And I mean, his stroke is unbelievable. And I just think he's going, right to the Hall of Fame, barring injury. So, you know, and Kyrie Irving is, whatever people think about him, he's still offensively, he's one of the most difficult lead guards in the game to guard. And if you add Kawhi Leonard, who again, before this last season, you could make a legitimate argument that Kawhi Leonard was the best player on earth. And if he wasn't one, then he was two or three, with the others being LeBron and Durant, and the margin between amongst them, like not much. And so if you could add Kawhi Leonard and he's right, I mean, he's the guy that we've seen for most of his career to that group of players. And before we even begin to talk about Gordon Hayward, I mean, if you could add him to that group of players, I'm in. I think that's a championship team.
And if George leaves OKC, don't you think that that's a little bit of egg as far on Westbrook's face? You know, you basically.
Well, I don't know. You know, George. George actually has said that he likes playing with Westbrook. So, you know, and I think I'm starting to understand Paul George. I'm not sure he's an LA guy. You know, I think this is a guy who played at Indiana, seemed pretty content there, and then went to Oklahoma City, and now he's saying, you know, everyone thought that was a one-year-and-gone deal, but now he's saying, you know, he sort of likes it there, and he likes playing with Russell Westbrook, and it makes it seem like this is a guy who prefers to exist in the background. You know, like he doesn't really want to be in one of these big cities with all the media attention, the scrutiny, that he would prefer to just collect a paycheck and play somewhere else. And so, you know, maybe that's the type of, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Maybe that's just who he is from a personality standpoint. I'm inclined to think he's going to stay there. But you know, it's funny, based on the things we've seen from Kevin Durant in the last, now, the basketball element, he's been incredible. But based on the chippy total change in personality, you know, where he's like always hold me back guy. He never actually gets in any fight, but he's always hold me back guy. And, you know, and he's always chirping and talking now. You know, you almost have to wonder amongst that, and you realize what a semi-kook James Harden is. He never, you know, again, playoff time, he just disappears, he vanishes, you know, and then I don't know how to describe that outfit he showed up at the awards the other night. I mean, I don't know what that was. I mean, it was like from a Pink Panther cartoon or something. I don't know what that was, but you almost wonder now, like, whether Westbrook, Harden, and Durant all sort of deserved each other. You know, it's hard to know who was the biggest kook in that group. You know, it's like all three of them were kooks. So, you know, no wonder it didn't last.
Well, it was quite the scene Monday night, but I'll leave you with this, Walt. You know, I'll be out like half the fan base of Golden State when LeBron goes back to the Lakers when they jump ship. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Yeah, James Harden, Ramona, I would have to look it up again. But I don't know what you would call it. He had some like, he was wearing some like, almost like some top coat thing that was like down to his feet that was the same exact color as his pants. And I don't know what shade it was. And it had these like plaque splotches all over it or something. He looked like a confused pink leopard or something. I don't know. or giraffe or something. I don't know what it was. I just know it was bad. It was bad. You want to get in 654?
Is this from 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You see it?
Yes.
And how would you describe that? What would you?
He looks like those. The suit kind of looks the splotches.
Yeah.
You know those cows that are black and white that everybody has in their kitchen?
Yeah.
That's what he looks
like. Yeah, it does,
like.
Sort of. Except in a different color scheme.
It was a pink?
You know, the real.
Here it's black and white, so I can't see.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah.
That is odd.
Look, here's the real question. Where do you go to buy that?
Oh, I'm sure he has it specially made.
I mean, where do you. I don't think you can get that off the rack.
Yeah, I think I don't.
You can't go down to the mall and get that off the rack.
It is sort of camouflagey, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. I don't know.
It looks like maple leaves or something on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was. Arkansas lost to Oregon State in the College World Series last night, setting up a winner-take-all situation. Arkansas, the game came down to a final out. A pop-up down the right field line. If Arkansas makes the play, the World Series is over. Arkansas is your College World Series champion. Oregon State is home. But none of that happened. What eventually happened is Trevor Larnach went yard, hit a home run, won the game 5-3. Oregon State lives on to keep playing his 19th home run of the year. That's what a first-round draft pick does. And everybody killing Arkansas over that play. All social media platforms, everybody laughing and saying, I can't believe that this is how Arkansas lost. You know, here's the thing. We exaggerate everything. We are a hyperbolic nation. That's certainly what we are in terms of the social media platforms. And we exaggerate everything. If anybody thinks that wasn't a tough play, any of you posers, posters on any social media platforms, they're killing Arkansas, talking about, you know, oh, I can't believe they lost that way. I mean, that's a tough play. You can believe whatever you want. That was a pop-up that was running away from everybody in foul territory down the right field line. It didn't hang in the air as long as people thought. The second baseman lost the ball. He did not have a good angle on the play to begin with. He's dealing with conditions, and he wasn't close to catching the ball, so he lost sight of it in trying to sprint over to take control of it. The left fielder, in my opinion, never got there. I actually think that he was the guy who would have had the best shot at it, but he still might have had to have, at the very least, stretched for that. The first baseman was completely lost. He had no chance to catch that pop-up, zero. It was never going to be his ball. It was a pop-up that was in no man's land. In a Major League Baseball level, maybe the second baseman takes charge of that, but he clearly just lost sight of the ball, and I didn't think the left fielder got there. I thought under the circumstance, the left fielder should have been the guy calling people off and seeing if he could make that play. Because again, the second baseman at some point, and you know, and I've heard his comments about it, but he lost sight of the ball completely. And so he had no chance to make the play. The bottom line is that ball fell in a really difficult place. It just did. That was not just a conventional pop-up that Arkansas dropped or that three guys stared at each other and nobody caught. That's not what that was. That's a really difficult play. Don't kid yourselves. That was not an easy play to make. I mean, and you know that just by the position of the fielders. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said left fielder, right fielder. I meant, yeah, I said down the right field line. Yeah, right fielder, of course. You know, I thought that he was the only guy who really had a look at it. The second baseman just couldn't find the ball. He was trying to get there as fast as he could, and when he looked back up, he couldn't find the ball. He didn't know where it was. I mean, he really had no idea where the ball was, and the first baseman wanted no part of it. The first baseman wasn't going Willie Mays on Vic Wertz here, and he had no chance. He had zero chance to make a play, so he was out of it. It was either going to be the second baseman or the left fielder. And again, the second baseman lost the ball in his effort to try and get there, and the left fielder, I keep saying left fielder when I mean right fielder. The right fielder, I thought, had the best chance at it had he been more aggressive and had been calling people off. But quite honestly, he didn't really look like he wanted a part of it either. It was a long run for him. That ball wasn't in the air as long as people thought it was, and it was a difficult play. And yet, the way it's been portrayed all over social media is that it was like some colossal collapse. This is how Arkansas lost. Can you believe how Arkansas lost? Yeah. Yeah. And I'll bet you if the same ball is hit in the same place, they don't catch it again. You know, my point is, I thought it was a difficult play. I did not think it was an easy play. The ball just fell in no man's land. It was right where it needed to be to give the batter a second chance. And that's what happened. I don't really blame anybody on Arkansas. I just think it was a difficult play, and it happened. It's not the end of the series for them. We'll see if they bounce back. You know, a few weeks back when people asked me, I picked Oregon State, but I'm not, you know, I have no idea. I mean, I think Arkansas has a great chance to bounce back. I don't think it's the end of them by any means, and we shall see. But I think people went way overboard in their analysis of like some colossal Arkansas fail. Put yourself in any of those positions and see if you can make that play. You know, it was a difficult play. There was not an easy answer to be found there. In my opinion, given the circumstances, the guy with the best shot at, by the way, here, Ramon, Texas says, you're correct, Wall. I played second base my whole life. It was almost impossible play to make. Right. I think the guy who had the best chance at it was the right fielder, but he wasn't exactly sprinting for it. You know, he had a long way to go, and I think he thought that he was not going to get there. As it turns out, he might have been able to get there if he stayed on a full sprint and aggressively called off the second baseman, the first baseman, but none of that happened. It was just a ball that landed in a bad spot. So stop acting like Arkansas screwed it all up. I don't think that's what happened at all. I just think it was fate. And if the ball, like I said, if the ball is hitting that exact same spot in this last game, I don't think they'll catch it either. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
I'm Brad Sinkup, host of the Press Box 9 to Noon. Join me for the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct. We'll take a look at what's up with the Braves. The Atlanta Braves Diamond Report, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easily Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easily Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easily Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easily. Online, easilylawn.com.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
With Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Richard Bishop and Aqua Pool Care. Richard's been doing pools for over 35 years. Over 35 years in the biz. His grandfather and father built pools before him. Richard personally goes on every single project. He knows the pitfalls you may encounter. He'll be there. When Aqua Pool Care puts in a pool, Richard Bishop's there. He knows what to expect during construction. If you've been thinking about an in-ground pool, now's the perfect time to call Aqua Pool Care. Richard and his wife, Tracy, also take all the guesswork out of it. They offer 3D CAD technology. It's amazing. They can bring to life any pool plan you have. And you can make additions, subtractions, until it's just perfect before the ground is ever broken on your project. Maybe you just need a new liner installed. Aqua Pool Care could do that, too, quickly and affordably. They also do pool maintenance. Just kick back and enjoy. And Aqua Pool Care is the warranty center for Hayward, Pentair, and Polaris products. Once your beautiful pool is built, Aqua Pool Care will always be there to answer any questions you have. Now's the time to call Aqua Pool Care. 508-1885. 508-1885. 508-1885, or check out their great reviews online, aquapoolcarellc.com, or stop by the store at 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson. Grab some chemicals or whatever pool accessory you need. Do it today. You'll thank me later. You know, I just think that this is what we do. You know, we overstate everything. And last night, you know, those kids were getting killed for that pop-up. And as I said, I just think it was an impossible play. I think the ball just fell in no man's land. I think it was a really difficult play. I think it would be a difficult play at any level of baseball, including professional baseball. And yet people acted like it was a routine pop-up and Arkansas somehow screwed the pooch. That didn't happen. That's not what happened in that situation. By the way, when I was looking at the Major League Baseball standings today.
Yes.
And thinking about my preseason predictions on the major leagues. And so far, not too shabby. Boston and the Yankees are fundamentally tied for first in the AL East. I had Boston. I debated Boston and the Yankees back and forth for like several days before I eventually settled on Boston. And I picked Boston, I think I said by one or two games. I know I said one or two games. And both teams are actually going to win, I think, more games than I thought. Because I think I had Boston winning 95 or 96. The Yankees went in 94, 95, something like that. But, you know, both teams may well exceed that. But I'm right there. I had Boston winning the division. I'm right there. They're fundamentally tied for first right now. In fact, I think they have the exact same winning percentage. So we'll see how it plays out. I feel pretty good about that. And then in the Central, I picked Cleveland, and I'm not sure anybody else picked anybody but Cleveland. And in the West, I picked Houston. I've been on Houston forever. So I think I have a chance to hit all three American League teams. Now, the wild cards in the AL, I had the Yankees, obviously, as one of my wild card teams, which if they don't win the division, I think that'll be proven right. And I honestly cannot remember the other wild card team I picked in the AL. And right now, that other wild card team looks like it will be Seattle. Seattle's played really well. Here's one thing I'm sure of. I'm sure my other wild card pick wasn't Seattle. At least I don't think it was. I think I picked a wild card from that division, though. Maybe either California or Oakland. I don't think I picked Seattle. So I think that other wild card I might miss. But I have a chance to hit the three division winners. Two of them are comfortably in front. Well, Houston's not comfortably in front because Seattle's played well. But I think Houston's still going to win that division. And then Cleveland's obviously going to win the Central because the Central just sucks out loud. And in the AL East, I feel pretty good about Boston, but, you know, I think the Yankees are going to be right there. So, you know, we have a chance to hit the entire American League, perhaps other than that one wild card pick of, but we need to listen to that because I'm still not sure. I'm sure I picked one of those West teams as the other wild card, but I can't remember whether it was Oakland, California or Seattle. I'm thinking it was Oakland, but I'm not 100% sure of that.
Are the Braves still doing good?
Well, they had a little trouble with Cincinnati, but they're still there. They're still in first place, so we'll see. In the NL, I picked Washington, and I still think Washington will ultimately win that division, but, you know, Bryce Harper needs to play better. In fact, there's an article I want to get to in a little bit that I've been holding for a few days that in a roundabout way on the topic of Bryce Harper, but it's still very close. Washington has been playing terrible baseball. You would think at some point they would get that thing turned around. The Braves are still atop the division. Philly is close. Washington is close. It's still way too close to call. So I think I still feel pretty good about Washington overall in the division, but not as good as I did when the year began, and certainly not as good as I did, you know, even a couple months ago. Because I think that Washington has certainly shown some flaws and some issues. So I'm not as all in with them. In the Central, I picked the Cubs. You know, the Cubs are two games back of Milwaukee. Milwaukee has played very well. In a way, they're sort of built to beat the Cubs. Early on, they struggled. They played some close games, and Milwaukee lost some of those early games. But of late, they've sort of taken control of that head-to-head matchup. And the Cubs really... both teams have been terrible the last 10 games. I think the Cubs are 2-8 or 3-7 in the last 10 games and have not been playing good baseball after being hot for a while. I still think they're the class of the division, and I still think when all is said and done, they'll win the division. And then out west, I picked the Dodgers. And even when the Dodgers were like 8 games out and playing terrible baseball, I said then, I still think the Dodgers will come back and win that division. Because remember a year ago, they get off to a slow start, then they went on to win like 45 of 50 or something. And I still think they're the best team in that division by a pretty wide margin. Arizona's played a little better of late, and they're holding them off. So in the National League, basically, here's my situation. The three teams I picked to win the division, Washington, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, they're all just off the pace. They're all like 2 games back, 3 games back, but they're all right.
That's not bad.
No, they're all right there. And I think by the time we sort out this whole season, I still tend to think that those will be the three teams. The bottom line is, you know, nobody I picked is out of it. And I think I have a chance to hit all the divisions. We'll see. I mean, you know, will all three of those things go my way? Look, I think the Dodgers are winning the West. I still think the Dodgers are the best team in that division. I have a respect for Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee is pretty tough, and I think in a way they're built to deal with the Cubs. So I wouldn't be shocked at either outcome there. I still am inclined to think the Cubs are the better team, and over the course of the long season, that they'll take that division. The one I'm least sure of is actually the Washington situation. And it has to do with not only the Braves have played better than I thought, but I don't think Washington's been as good as I thought they would be. And therefore, I think they're the most vulnerable. In other words, I still think the Dodgers win the West. I'm inclined to think the Cubs still win the Central, but I'm not at all sure about Washington winning the East. I think Atlanta has a good chance there, and I wouldn't rule out Philadelphia either. There's a little grit to that team. I wouldn't rule them out. So, all told, pretty good. If the Cubs do win the Central, then Milwaukee is almost certainly going to be one of your wild card winners. I don't believe I picked Milwaukee to win a wild card. No, I didn't. I'm pretty sure I didn't. So I'm not sure I'll get the NL wild cards, because I think that one of my NL wild card picks was the Mets.
Oh, no.
And
they do it to you every time.
Because you can't trust them.
No, you
because
you can't
because
trust them.
All they do is wind up on the injury list. Yeah. Remember a couple of years ago where John Smoltz was singing the praises of the Mets young staff, saying this staff is way more talented and is going to be better than we were and all that stuff he was saying? I thought the exact same thing. He and I were both wrong because it's not that they're not talented. It's that talent's not enough. It wasn't enough for Bo Jackson, and it's not enough for the Mets. The Mets had these unbelievably talented young arms, but none of them can stay healthy. The only one who stays healthy at all is DeGrom, and the Mets can't score a single run for that guy. So the Mets suck. I mean, the Mets are...
Oh, yeah, they do.
The Mets are an unmitigated disaster. Do you want to know how big a disaster?
What?
Do you know what the Mets record was after 12 games?
No.
After 12 games, the Mets were 11-1.
Nuh-uh.
11-1.
Really?
First place.
Wow.
All the young pitchers clicking. Everything looked like it was going good. I was thinking to myself, after 12 games, I was thinking to myself, hey, you idiot. You should have picked them to win the division. You should have stuck with them to win the division because, look, they're going to be incredible. And then right after that, the bottom dropped out. And every one of those pitchers right to the injured list. Oh, it's just absolutely brutal.
I mean, the thumbs. It's the thumbs.
The Mets have more injuries and more pathetic injuries than anybody else. That whole franchise is just a disaster. So here's what the Mets have done, Ramona. Texas says they now have a worse record than Cincinnati. They have a worse record than like everybody other than Baltimore and who else has a worse record? Maybe the White Sox, Kansas City. I think Baltimore and Kansas City have worse records, but that's about it. But here's the thing, Ramona. Since the Mets were 11-1, in their last 66 games, the Mets are 21-45. After going 11-1 to start the year, the Mets have gone 21-45 in their last 66 games.
Why are they?
Let me tell you something.
That is just if I own the Mets, used to be so wonderful.
Well, I wouldn't say so wonderful, but if I own the Mets, I would get rid of every single one of you.
All of them.
All of you. I would keep DeGrom. All right? I would keep DeGrom.
So he can pitch, but nobody can hit so that they score, so they don't score.
Yeah, Texter adds that, you know, they traded Matt Harvey to Cincinnati, and he now looks good. I can't blame him for that one. At least I don't think, because he seemed to have lost all his velocity and all his confidence and everything else. They may have acted a little prematurely. But, I mean, if I'm the Mets, I would keep DeGrom, and I'd get rid of the rest of the team. Seriously, I mean, I am so disappointed in everything they are, and I shouldn't be, because they do this every year. I mean, the same thing every single year, same story. Let me tell you about First Class Halt, where you'll never be disappointed. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. That's all they do. They won't even work on, like, my Jeep. I asked Mark about working on my Jeep, and he said, he said, maybe if you bring it around back at 1:30 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah, he didn't want to tell you no, but he wanted to tell you no.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's what he actually told me. If you bring it around back at 1:30 or 2 in the morning, all they do are Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. And they do them better than anybody else. And Mark and his staff are just great people. Go read the Google reviews. They're all over. Five stars. They talk about their acumen, how they treat them special, and their expertise and all that. That's First Class Halt. And they now have a second location. It's in Anderson, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. And they want you to know that every Wednesday, you can take advantage, if you're one of the first eight who get in and lock your spot in for a Wednesday, of the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. Wheel, W-H-E-E-L, the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. First Class Halt's partner with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first eight people every Wednesday to make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get a brake inspection, balanced tires, four-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. So here's what you do. It doesn't matter. You know, today's Thursday. Call them up at this number, 864-260-9600, and tell them you want to be in next Wednesday for the Walt Wheel Deal. How about that? Do it. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, only for a 10-count mini.
If you are a veteran who is unable to work full-time and you have at least a VA service-connected rating of 60% for one body part or 70% combined rating with one body part being at least 40%, you should call us at Thompson & King to see if you can qualify for total disability.
If you are a veteran or you know a veteran who may be helped by this information, please call or have them contact Richard at Thompson & King, 864-222-0200 or thompsonking.com.
I'm Brian Murdoch. Murdoch, sales manager at Ed Murdoch Superstores. Let me tell you about our upcoming customer appreciation event. It's June 28th through the 30th, and we want to take an opportunity to thank our past and our future customers. Come in and register for great prizes. We'll be giving away like a Yeti cooler, flat screen TVs, and grills. Plus, on the 30th, we'll be grilling out the dealership for everyone. So please come by. It'll be our pleasure. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, we offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford, and we have a ton of inventory for our hometown dealership. We have a tremendous amount of new and used vehicles, and hey, we want your trade-in, so bring it in and let's talk. Come see us at Ed Murdoch Superstores. We've been in business for almost 30 years, and I want to personally invite you to come by or go to edmurdochsuperstores.com and see how much you can save on your next vehicle. And check out our service department, parts, and our body shop. You'll be glad you did. Exit 173 off I-85 in beautiful Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. If you didn't buy it from Ed Murdoch's, you probably paid too much.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Big surprise. Tiger Woods is off to a poor start at the Quicken Loans National. Don't worry, though, Tiger fans. It could be any day now.
He's back.
It could be any day now. 10 years. Had it right.
Time flies.
The
He's
first
back.
To call it 10 years ago, and not a single thing has changed. Not a single thing has changed. He's just terrible, and it's as over can be, and it's been over, and it will be over, and it's not going to get better, and there's not any magic elixir, and the guy gets older every single day, which is the one other thing that you people love to ignore.
He's just trying to earn some bucks.
I don't know what. He's still trying to.
You know, they still get paid. If they don't make the cut, they don't really make anything,
do
they?
But that's not it. He's trying to catch Jack Nicklaus, but it is just not happening. Texas says, Walt, I know it's off subject. Maybe you've talked about it, but Vegas says Tennessee's over under at 6.5. Would you take the under or the over? You know, I ignored that number on first glance because that's what I do. I mean, I go through every team and I have a first impression about the number. And if the number interests me at all, then I vet it further. I go back in, I look at the schedule, and I look at those type of things. The 6.5 for Tennessee didn't interest me on the surface. Ramona, pull up Tennessee's schedule, and we'll take a look at them. I mean, look, there are questions, obviously, at quarterback. I don't know that there's a real answer for Tennessee there right now. I do think that Tennessee is going to get better defensively under Pruitt. I mean, that's his area of specialty, and I think that Tennessee will improve in that regard. And quite honestly, as bad as their offense has been at times, I think their defense has been worse. I mean, when I go back and evaluate film of potential players for the NFL draft, the Huddle Report deal, when I did that with Tennessee the last few years, I was horrified at their defense. Just horrified. And it's not a total dearth of personnel because there still is some talent. And that's why I think Pruitt can actually make a pretty significant difference. We're going to get a good test of that early on when they face West Virginia. And we'll see how that plays out. But go ahead, Ramona. Give me their schedule.
Their first game is West Virginia at a neutral site.
You see, Texas says, I went to SC Tennessee last year. Worst football game I've watched in person. Made me feel a little better about losing to Syracuse. Maybe. Texas said they had the number one scoring offense in the SEC in 2016 and the worst defense. That's the Tennessee fan. Yeah, I mean, that's my view on watching them. I think the really bad side of the football has been the defense, which just hasn't been able to stop anything on a consistent basis. That's why I think Pruitt will make a big impact there just based on his ability to teach defense. Go ahead, Ramona. Give me their schedule.
Well, their first game is West Virginia, neutral site.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose that. I just think it's still too early in the process for Pruitt. West Virginia's offense is just too good and too many levels for Tennessee. Tennessee will score points in that game, and it'll be probably a bit of a shootout, but ultimately West Virginia just has too much.
Their next game is ETSU
okay,
at
one,
home.
One.
And then a UTEP home.
Two.
And then the Florida home.
Good grief. Two and a half.
Then they go to Georgia.
Two and a half.
Then they go to Auburn.
Two and a half.
Then they have Alabama at home.
Two and a half.
Then they go to South Carolina.
Wow. How about this stretch? I think you'll lose that one, too. Go back and I'm still at two and a half. Go back and read me those last four again.
They have Georgia. They go to Georgia, Auburn.
No, one by one.
Home.
Where the games are. Okay. Give me the last four.
Okay. They have Florida at home.
No, that's five.
Okay. That's why I started with Georgia. Okay. At Georgia.
Okay. At Georgia.
At Auburn.
At Auburn.
And then they have Alabama at
home. How about this stretch? At Georgia, at Auburn, Alabama at home, and then at South Carolina?
Yes.
That is a brutal four-game stretch. I don't see Tennessee.
Two and a half still?
Yeah, I don't see Tennessee winning any of those games. I mean, it's almost hard to imagine them even stealing one of those games. So I think that's a four-game losing streak, I believe. Go ahead.
Okay, and then they have Charlotte at home.
Okay, well, that'll help.
Kentucky
so that's
at
three,
home.
Three and a half. And in Kentucky, I'll give them four and a half.
Okay, and then Missouri at home.
See, I think Drew Locke is going to be really good. I think Missouri's going to be better than people think. I'm going to say five. I'm going to give them a half. I think that's tough.
And then they go to Vanderbilt.
And that's probably six. Same texter says, I already scheduled that. My cable turned off during that stretch. That's well done, 275. I appreciate that. I would say that it's like six. I mean, so it's pretty much on the number. And that's what I felt when I first saw it. So I don't think it bodes especially well. Tiger Woods, Ramona, through 13 holes has not birdied a single hole.
It's, not at all?
No. I'm looking at Tiger Tracker, so it's not good. He actually had a short birdie putt and missed that too at 13.
And he's an angry guy. I can't imagine him having any fun.
No, it's just, it's terrible, and it just keeps getting worse. And, I know people had this little momentary insane belief in confidence. Remember before the Masters, people were saying he was going to win Augusta. This is laughable. I mean, it's just a laughable assertion. It's like, how many times can you be wrong? I mean, think about the number of times these Tiger Woods fans have been wrong. I mean, they've been wrong.
Well, I mean, they're like people's champ. You know, people's champ. Well, in a way, yeah. Saying Georgia's going to win the national. Well, people's champ was, I mean, you know, every now and then every 20 years, he's right.
But they've been wrong for a decade. Every major tournament that he's participated in, the same insane belief that he's going to somehow come around this time. And they've been wrong for a decade. And still they're coming back trying to suggest the same things. Again, that stuff before Augusta was just laughable. All that Texas is, well, guess the new putter Tiger tried out doesn't work. Well, I'm not sure. I think the putter works. I think the putter works just fine. I think it's the individual who's doing the putting that's the problem. It's never going to happen. And what I actually fear now is that it's just unraveling, that it's just getting worse every time out. And, you know,
it's like Caddyshack.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think whatever that little glimpse of hope that some of you had was, it's not only over, I think it's getting worse and worse and worse all the time. And, you know, as I said, the best thing that happened to him last tournament was that he missed the cut, because he didn't want to be around for that Saturday. That Saturday would not have gone well for him in any way, shape, or form, because it didn't go well for anybody. And he's like the worst of the anybodies. So it was not going to go well for him. It's just so funny. It's like, how many times, right? Dexter says, Walt, Tiger Woods, it's operator error. Right. Right. It's not the putter. I'm sure the putter's fine. It's operator error. He's not that guy, and he's never going to be. Chubbs and Cheese in Simpsonville says, Walt, do you think it's more about Tiger's ability or his mental strength now? I think it's about both, Chubbs and Cheese. I think you're 100% right. I've been saying this for several years now. I think it's crystal clear that mentally, he is not.
He's gone.
Yeah, I mean, again, the guy who used to, this is clear to me, especially in major tournaments. If you're just watching, I think you get this. The guy who once scared people to death, who they trembled in his shadow, so much so that, you know, it wasn't always that Tiger was great on Sundays. He often wasn't. It was that his shadow was so deep and so dark that it just enveloped people. And the people he played with on Sundays shot like an average of 74. They just never competed. Well, now he's actually the guy who crumbles. Every time there's a major tournament, he crumbles because he knows that his Jack Nicklaus clock is running out, that it's running out, and that his opportunities are dwindling right before his eyes. And so he puts this additional pressure on himself that he can't deal with anymore. So it's basically he crumbles in the face of every major tournament now. That's what happens. And then maybe you notice this, when he's out of it, when he's completely toast and he's out of it, then he actually starts to play a little better. Because
that doesn't help anybody.
Right. Well, there's no pressure.
I'm not gonna make the cut, so boy, I'm gonna be the loser with the best score.
Right. Badger Mike says it would have been funny to see Tiger shoot an 89 on that Saturday. Yeah, he would have been lucky shooting 89. Texter 409 says, unlike the greats, Tiger's let his own pressure get to him. Yeah, no question about it. No question about it. Yeah, I think that's clear. Hey, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. For almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing things the right way, and they'll help you. I mean, I read you a review the other day. It was from a gentleman who was 240 miles from home and was stuck. He had some sort of vehicle breakdown, and he didn't know what to do. Well, apparently, what he decided to do was call George Coleman Ford, and he said that he could not believe anyone basically stop what they were doing to treat him as well as they did. He said they got him in and out in 20 minutes. They fixed his problem. He couldn't have been more happy. He sang their praises up and down in a Google review. And look, again, I can tell you about the steel. I can tell you about the fact that cars cost less in Travelers Rest, or that there's never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. These things are true, that the pre-owned vehicles are priced below market value and have a built-in weekly price drop until they sell. All these things are true and make George Coleman Ford special. But what the people talk about in the reviews are the people. They talk about the special care and attention to detail and making sure that every customer is happy. It's been the George Coleman Ford way for 90 years. Go see him. I'll be right back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage.